I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Amelia Gordon joins me now. The actress who was nominated for a Jesse Award for her performance in Michael Healy's Proud returns to the Fire Hall Arts Centre as a second term, runs the 7th through the 25th of April. Ms. Gordon plays Gisbella, a newly elected Conservative MP following the 2011 federal election, when the Conservatives win the largest majority in Canadian history. Saddled with a large caucus, the Prime Minister, never called Stephen Harper on stage, has to keep his members occupied, and this includes Gisbella. What ensues is satire at its sharpest and politics at its most confounding. I'll get Ms. Gordon to tell us about her role and the reaction to the play last year and the remounting this year. We'll also talk about the timeliness of the play, what with an election in the fall. Amelia Gordon is a noted actress in Vancouver. Visit ameliagordon.com for more information on her work and career. Also visit firehallartscenter.ca for tickets and information. The show also stars Andrew Wheeler and Kyle Jesperson. Please welcome to the Plant Online program Amelia Gordon. Ms. Gordon, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Yourself?
Good. I'm good. Thank you.
So we're talking a couple weeks, two and a half weeks or so before the show opens. I understand that you're about to start rehearsals. Is that right?
Yes, we are. We're about to remount our remount.
And so what's it like for you? I mean, this is a role that you did a year ago or a year or so ago. It's a part that you know well. What's it like stepping into those shoes again, say?
Well, they're very high-heeled shoes, so it's lots of fun. Mm-hmm. And it's a great opportunity to talk about the play again, and it is very timely. It's a lot of fun working with the cast that we have, and I'm excited to work with our new members as well. Kyle Jesperson and Daniel Dowie. And yeah, I'm excited to get back into it. It's a really fun play that presents a lot of questions. Not necessarily will change your mind, but it definitely evokes a conversation, which is great.
And so this character that you played, Gisbella, I didn't see the Fire Hall Art Center production last year, but I did see a production in Victoria a year or so ago. Talk to me about this part and say what she was doing before she became an MP.
Before she was an MP, she was working at a restaurant as a manager. Mm-hmm. And she has a she's a mom, and she's trying to make the best life that she can for her and her son. And this is an opportunity for her to sort of to make the most out of this. I believe that she went into this sort of going of like, oh, sure, I won't win, but like, let's try anyway, mm-hmm. Sort of deal, and then did get the spot, did become the MP, and it's really an opportunity for her to learn and see what she can get, see what she can use out of this, and learn a lot.
Yeah,
with also being her quirky own self. She's a very empowered woman, and she stands up for herself. And I believe the way that we have talked about the character is really one of, you know, we don't want to make her just a dumb blonde. You know, she's smart, and she's taking this opportunity for all it's worth.
Yeah, what I remember about her was how tough she was.
Yeah, she is a tough cookie.
Yeah, not to mention quirky and sort of fun loving. But what struck me too about the character were some of the scenes where you see how practical she is, but at the same time, she's compassionate, and she has that sort of I don't know what kind of quality you'd ascribe to it, but the scenes where she's talking to her son.
Yes, she's very open with her son, mm-hmm. and she's very real, and she wants the best for him, and she talks to him like an adult. She doesn't baby him, but she's not mean about it. She's one that just wants the best for her son. And she also gives her son a lot of opportunities to stand up for himself and be self-reliant, mm-hmm. self-sufficient and self-reliant. And I think that's a really big part of her stance in life, is that she's been dealt some cards that where she's had to stand up for herself, and she's had to give a lot and make sure that she was doing the best thing for her. And so she's really trying to teach that to her son. And being an MP is a great opportunity for that, I find,
mm-hmm.
in the play.
Yeah, yeah. And it seemed to work out for the woman who was elected in 2011 with the NDP, who was, I guess she was a manager of a bar, wasn't she? And she had
I believe so. Yeah, and it's the riding that that my character is the MP for is actually a non-existent one. Mm-hmm. But there are facts in the show that are real, or they've been sort of displaced from the truth, but make it a great story. And I think we can all relate to wanting to stand up to a power position in our lives. I mean, especially one that is the PM.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the other thing that struck me about the show was just how clever it was, how sharp it was.
Oh, it's super witty. I mean, I think that's one of the things I really love about this character and about this play is that, yes, we're talking about the government and stuff like that, and a lot of people think, like, oh, man, boring, or, you know, like, they don't want to get involved or whatnot, but this really just, it makes it really witty, and I get to say a lot of things to the PM that I think people that I know that I wish I got to say to him. You know, it's great that I get to live vicariously through this character to say those things to the PM that I wish I could say to him face to face.
Yeah, and it seems like a great time for the play, not just because there's an election in the fall, but we seem to be in a period of time where our television shows sort of reflect an interest in politics. I mean, you look at Veep and the success there and House of Cards, of course. People like shows about politics, and it's great that we have a Canadian play now that does that.
I totally agree. And it's also an opportunity for the people that do come and see the show, which I think everyone should, is an opportunity to talk about it. You want to talk about it afterwards. There's like, oh, is that, that's so true, or, oh, I don't agree with that, or, you know, like, people are allowed to make their own opinions after the show. Whether they agree or disagree, it's still a conversation, and I think that's the beauty of the show, is that it's funny, you're laughing, you're being entertained, and you're also asking questions afterwards. You're wanting more answers. And I think as a Canadian society, and young people especially, we need to ask more questions, and we need to be more hard-hitting with what we want from our government, and we need them to listen to all voices that are living nowadays and are able to vote and whatnot.
What attracted you to the part and doing it again? I mean, not many actors get the chance to do a part again. And for you, what brought you back?
Oh, the comedy, the fun, the comedy, working with Andrew Wheeler again, having the opportunity. Like, yeah, absolutely. We don't get these opportunities very often to remount a play and to do it again and to dive deeper into the character. I think, you know, there's more layers to find within it. And I think that this is a beautiful opportunity for me to do it again, and I'm so excited to do those punchlines and get that witty stuff going again, and it's so much fun to be able to play a character of this caliber and just dive right into it again, and I feel very thankful that I was nominated and I get to do it again. Yeah, I'm stoked on it. And for me, it wasn't really a hard decision to make because the character was so fun, because the play is witty and comical and thought-provoking, and there's also heart to it. You know, it's a well-rounded play for a character to play in, for an actor to play in.
So for you, having done a run of this already and beginning a run again, you're finding that you're still learning stuff about the character and bringing things to the character that you hadn't brought before, say?
Absolutely, yeah. I feel that just because it's a remount doesn't mean that you can't dig deeper. Mm. Doesn't mean that you can't find more nuances or new levels or new things, or maybe there's a line that lands, oh, yeah, maybe that's what this line means, or, oh, I never even thought about, like, this side of it. You know, there's always stuff to find. I think with acting, there's never a point where you should be like, well, that's that, you know? I figured it out, and that's that. There's always more to find. There's always another layer. There's always another level. There's always something else going on that you can explore that just brings more depth.
Yeah, and you mentioned working with Andrew again.
Yeah, I love working with Mr. Wheeler. He is a gem and hilarious.
Yeah, if I recall, there's a lot of physical comedy as well in the show.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of physical comedy, and, like, I'm all over the set doing all sorts of things, and I get to wear my great costumes again.
Yeah. And the audience really took to the show last year, didn't they?
Yes, they really did.
Yeah, and so, I mean, what's it like for you as a performer in this community to know that there are audiences like the ones we have here in Vancouver?
It's great. I challenge our audience to go out and see more. Go out and see small theater. Go out and see theater that isn't a name, that, you know, that's a smaller company, because those companies as well are doing beautiful work in the city, and I think we're privileged to have independent theater going on, and, or as I call it, like, underground theater that's happening all over the city, not just with the big names, but all different kinds of theater. And I challenge them to go out and see more local theater and go out and see as much as they can, dance and music and whatnot. And so I'm stoked that they love the comedy. I mean, that's Michael Healy. He's the one that should be proud about that.
Yeah.
Ha ha, proud.
Yeah, it is a great, vibrant community, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's unlike any other community in this country. I mean, I've talked to Toronto people over the years, and it's they always talk about, you know, it has to be physically a tight-knit community, but beyond that, just what a creative community is. And I mean, you can't go around this town every week and there's something to see, isn't there?
Absolutely, yeah. There's always shows going on. I mean, sometimes there's too many shows going on.
Yeah.
That you can't see them all.
Yeah, you're a name that's obviously familiar to a lot of audiences in this town, but...
And that, to me, is amazing.
Yeah.
That people are getting to know me and my work that I do, and I feel very privileged and lucky, and I love being on the stage, and I love making people laugh and think and provoking thoughts, and I love talking to the audience and getting involved, and I think it's really important.
And what's some of the recent work that you've done? I mean, since Proud last year, I mean, what might have we seen you in?
Well, after Proud, I did another, I'm doing another tour of Dissolve,
mm-hmm.
which is the one-woman show, which I did win a Jessie for, and I'm touring that over around BC and going to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in Industry, The Food Must Go Out, during the Fringe Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Which also is coming back again, and in the summertime. And then I did Fat Pig by Neil LaBute, which is more of a dramatic piece. Still really fun, but a great role as for an actor. And what else have I done? Yeah, I'm working with students. I'm actually in Courtney on Vancouver Island right now, working with high school students at Vanier, creating a play.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done the Life Game, an improv show where we interview people about their life, and then we do improvs based on what they have told us on stage in that moment.
Yeah, no, Industry, you mentioned that. That's the one that took place in a restaurant, right?
Yeah, all about restaurant life.
Yeah, and did you write that as well?
I didn't write that. Pippa Mackey and Nick Bunting and Lauren Jackson all wrote it together.
Oh, I see.
With Pippa Mackey being the head writer. And then I joined in as a guest star spot, being The Hangover, which was lots of fun, lots of laughs, which I love. I live in comedy.
Uh-huh.
So that was also great to do that, and it's coming back again with the Vancouver Fringe Festivals company.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see it myself, but I remember reading a lot about it and hearing back from people about how good it was.
Oh, yeah, well, it will be back, so you will have another opportunity to see that.
Indeed, yeah. And so when you start this run of Proud, the second run of Proud, I mean... When you think about just how hard it is to act on stage physically and so on, it's still rewarding, isn't it, for you?
Oh my God, yes, absolutely. I love being on stage with the audience there, and you get to You know, you get to mark where they are and play to them and hear where they're laughing, and that may change something that you do, or you know the outline of the play that you have to do, and you're blocking and whatnot. But then it does change when you hear the audience, and it does elevate it, and it makes it something. You have an immediate connection with the audience, even though you're not acknowledging them, you're not talking to them, but they're there, they're listening, and you're telling a story, and it's this beautiful sort of connection that you have that is different every single time you do it. It's not the same audience, it always changes.
And we must tell people that even though it probably takes a dim view of Mr. Harper, it's not totally negative. I mean, I remember talking to Andrew Wheeler not too long ago about what he thought of the character, and he said that it was almost compassionate about Stephen Harper.
I kind of dislike the play for that reason, because I have my own opinions about Harper, that it does sort of humanize him in a way. And, you know, I'm not about that, but in the aspect of the play, it is just two people connecting and learning from each other.
Yeah, and you also realize just how frustrating the system is.
So frustrating. It's so frustrating. Definitely with this play, I've delved more into politics.
Yeah.
Reading articles, watching the C-SPAN, you know, like getting into that sort of side of politics, and it is very frustrating. I believe our system is not one that's helping us currently. That may be my own opinion, but I feel that our system is flawed, mm-hmm. and it's not giving the voice to all of the people.
Indeed, yeah. It's a great show, as I said, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you guys do it. Break a leg, Amelia. Thanks for this.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to do it again. I'm very excited. I've been looking forward to this all year.
The website for more, ameliagordon.com, and for tickets and information, go to firehallartcenter.ca. The show, Proud, by Michael Healy, runs from the 7th through to the 25th of April 2015. Amelia Gordon, one of its stars, joined me on the line from Courtenay, British Columbia, in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plata.